There.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's how we sound, check.
Check one, two. Check one, two. We're ready to podcast.
Yeah, I'm being a diva. Don't worry about it. God damn it. Did you?
Diva ass me.
Yeah, you got you being a diva.
Nate loves being a diva.
Don't tell him.
They already figured it out, dude.
I'm not no diva.
Nate, you're the diva.
I'm not no
group.
Diva. I just get my eyebrows tweezed. No, if I ever start getting my eyebrows tweezed, you guys got to check.
No, dude, that's what happens at your barbershop.
People do. No, people at barbershops definitely get their eyebrows shaped up. I don't, though.
You know what's fucked up? I can't let a man, like, do my hair.
No, you just don't like going to a barbershop.
No, I went to.
Wait, what does that
I
mean?
Had somebody
cut
do my
your hair?
No, like touch it, like retwist it or anything.
Oh, yeah, well, that's different, though. Yeah, and I wouldn't want to do anything that feels like doing my hair.
Yeah.
But again,
yeah.
Getting the haircut feels fine. And like sometimes when a barber's done with the way my hair is, they'll sponge it. They'll do the sponging for me, but that's like a 2 second, like, you know what I mean? Maybe a minute thing.
Haircut, barbershops, I don't like barbershops, but it's just because barbers are skeevy to me.
Nah, they're not. They're good. They're like the best dudes.
They're not the best dudes.
Barbers are the best dudes. This is my favorite.
All the barbers go to jail.
Not all of them, but
every barber I had goes to jail.
Nah, my current barber right now, Dominican Bull, he's always punctual.
The most jailable?
Yeah. No, what I like,
the black Latinos, the most jailable people?
he's really good for hitting me with one of these. He's in the middle of getting my hair cut. He'll just spin the chair for no reason. And then I'll look out the window and it's just ass. Can't beat that guy. He's the best.
Oh, that's a thoughtful ass barber.
Yeah, he won't let me miss. He won't even make me spin around, like me personally spin around. He'll give me the spin, like point me right at it.
Wait, hold on, Poppy. Hold on, Pop. Check out these cool.
That is a great part too about like dude friendship. You could be in the middle of the conversation where you're just like, yeah, man, it's been rough. Like my mom, she has cancer, and yo, ass. Yeah, like,
thanks, man. I needed that. You, like I said, my mom has cancer.
Like I said, yeah, and we're trying to raise the money for it. Yo, titties.
Dude, they should do. You know how people have beef and beers to make money? They should have events at strip clubs to make money.
I just heard of beef and beers.
For the first time?
Yeah, like the like a couple weeks ago. It's a sound. I thought it was like a Midwest. I think
is
I heard it was a Midwest.
Is that more of a white thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big white thing.
It's a much more white.
I think it's a white Midwest thing. Like the whitest.
No, it's like white country because they did it in the part of PA I was in too.
Okay.
And beef and beers is usually to like raise money and shit.
For the football team.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely have like a football team where you'll go to like a rich ass school, but you still need to raise money for your team.
Now imagine you have a beef and brews, but it's at a strip club and the beef is the ladies.
And so we get to buy them?
It's just
take them home?
No, you don't get to buy them. It's just a strip club.
It's just the strippers with the meatiest pussies.
Just fat pussy strip club.
Yeah, dude, all
like,
the...
But like, Sandra, Bertha, you're working doubles today. We got a beef and brew.
Dude, all the door covers would be fucking free. Like, all the door covers would go to the charity. But everything else goes to the strippers. Like, you come in with a 20, but bring some ones.
I don't know. I saw...
That'd be a good thing, right?
I'm sure they got some version of that. Yeah. I'm sure they got some version of that in Atlanta. Because that's like the strip club capital of the world. And then like I've seen shit where...
Excuse me, Black Mecca?
Yeah, Black Mecca. I saw some video where it was on Twitter and they claimed like it was like the most popular brunch spot in Atlanta. And it was just like right outside of strip clubs.
Magic City.
Yeah, Magic City supposedly has really good wings, but I kind of think it might be really good for the strip club wings. Yeah. But I don't know. I've never been there.
I was in eighth.
I feel like Magic City's like everything there's on the up.
Probably top notch.
Top notch. Because like that's like a place where I was in an argument with something like this, but I watched a fucking, I think Vice had like this like music documentary, their music channel, Noisy, where like Magic City has a big influence on like trap music.
Yeah.
Where like the producers there in Atlanta will like make some beats and shit and then they'll play it at the strip club. And if the strippers aren't fucking popping off when it comes on, they're like, we gotta work on this beat.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Jasmine didn't like it.
Stripper R&D.
Yeah, for real.
Dude, I was in Atlanta in eighth grade as a boy for like the visit to college.
Stripping?
The visit to college.
Probably made a ton of money. Atlanta's gay as hell.
Yeah. DL capital of the world.
Women's.
Did you say the DL capital?
The DL
world?
Capital
so
of the world.
You've heard it about Atlanta before. We talked about
Atlanta.
Bitches, apparently, it's easy to get pussy in Atlanta just because it's so. The ratio is so fucked up. Right?
maybe we need to take a trip to Atlanta. Maybe we need to move to Atlanta.
Maybe we need to buy property.
Oh.
Maybe we need to start lives in Atlanta
because we can still be Hollywood. Hollywood's moving to Atlanta.
Maybe we need to leave our girls and get a 3-bedroom apartment in Atlanta.
Yes, I'm all for it. I just go yell through the door.
It's gone. We're going to Atlanta.
We're moving.
We just walk away with the new gift. I'm taking my PlayStation and leaving. Me and the boys will figure it out. My cousin, I was in 8th grade. I told him I was going to Atlanta. He was like, go to Magic City. I was like, what? Like, don't you have to be 18? I am but a child.
You could have got in.
Yeah.
You were round enough to be a grown man.
No,
you
could have
convinced some rap producer to be like, you're like, I'm your prodigy. And then he'll bring you to Magic City.
Like, yeah.
He'd be like, I'm a prodigy. Look at me and my brother fart. He'd be like, genius. It came out their mouths.
This is like the fart version of Bling Bling.
Add some reverb. Add some reverb. Pitch it up. Pitch it up.
That's actually how 808 started.
You got
started.
Some crisscross brain cells.
Yeah, Kanye West was farting in the studio.
Don't this fart make you want to jump? Jump.
Dude, Jermaine Dupri was like, we can't sign them. They're too powerful.
They'll take over Atlanta with that. Asses.
Some fart sounds. Them fart beats. Dude.
Oh yeah, you were talking about you wanted to we had a good car talk that car was talk. Way better for the pod.
Do you Nate, do you take your lady on dates, would you say? Or do you guys just go out?
No, I tell you, we go on dates.
Yeah, okay.
The way it sounds, you sound like you're pretty good at taking her on dates. Because, yeah. Like, we'll be driving through Jersey City, and you're like, that's a great spot to get your girl wet and yeah. Then get pussy later.
Yeah, it's like, if I stop doing that, then that means I don't fuck with her no more.
Yeah.
Then I'm just, like, I'm not trying to keep her happy. And then some other dude is going to be like, I like your butt. I'll take you on a date, and then... You know,
yeah.
Eventually she'll say yeah. She's like, I haven't been on a date in so long.
Nate never talks about my butt or takes me on dates.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to do that to your lady as long unless you're trying to weasel your way out of it.
Nah, I was trying to because I want to go on a date and I'm like, I got to go on it. It's been a minute. I need to, and I feel like I'm good at them. I like going on dates.
Yeah,
so I just want to go do one just to hang.
Oh yeah, who you got somebody in mind?
No, you got, that's the problem.
I bet you there's people you know that you think are friends that you could, if you switched it up, could take them on dates.
Yeah,
you got a lot of ladies that are your friend that probably would be like, yeah, fuck it, let's fucking do it.
You're right. I just have to do it.
Yeah, man.
You are looking.
I say that about you a lot when you're not around. I'm like, LeMay could get way more pussy than he allows himself to.
No,
especially dude. Like, I think I was saying this to you the other day when we were filming that cop thing. I was talking about your follower count going up. No. I'm like, yo, you, as soon as you hit that K, as soon as that K is in that count, if you're not running through bitches, you're doing it wrong. Yeah,
I was on your Instagram the other day. I was like, yo, LeMayer's almost at a K.
Yeah.
He's almost at 2 digits in a K.
And like, yo, when that happens, that's like, I was saying, it's like wearing a big ass gold chain. Like the second they know, you just got this shiny thing in your pocket that they can always go back to and be like, oh shit, yeah.
Like, ooh, do you have a K on Instagram?
But dude, I'm trying to tuck my chain though.
I'm trying
to tuck my chain, dude.
Yo, let that thing fly. No, you'll be able to decipher. Just let me help you decipher because you don't want to get caught by evil.
I don't want to get caught by evil.
Evil is out there.
Evil is out there.
What does that mean?
What, the way I said that?
Caught by evil.
Like an evil woman. Like a woman who's going up front be like, I'm fun to be around. And then all of a sudden, but she's really just some whore.
It's too late to grow with a lady, you know? Like at the age now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's one type of thing to do in a relationship. And I think we kind of did that, me and Andy. But it's a whole different thing it's a whole different thing to just be established and then meet somebody dope. You don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's like, that feels like, in my mind, it's like, all right, we're both established. You can leave me at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but when you grow together, like,
you do get a lot of like, you do get a lot of credit stashed up.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, but if I leave, I'm just going to fucking.
You're serious.
You get it. Because you basically, you get her with you for a while and then she becomes trapped.
Yeah.
So then. then she starts to realize, like, oh, if I leave now, I'm going to undo all this, like, potential that may be stocked up.
Nah,
or maybe we'll just die sad.
Julia's like one more promotion in a job away from not, like, from being a woman who could just be on her own in the city. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'd be, like, so she's not trapped. Yo, she could be a freak.
Knock her up, dude. Knock her up. Knock her. Nah. Come on, Andy, you like the shit. Knock her up. Knock her up.
Oh, it's trap her. It's so trap her.
It's so close to my other favorite chant.
Yeah, dude, that won't be back soon.
Nah, but, yeah. Nah, I mean, she could go. That's fine. If she wants to go, get out of here.
We were talking about.
I'd say that to her. I said it to her.
Yeah. You live your life holding on to the ejector seat switch.
I really do.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You live your life. Like, everything you do, you're just, like, slightly grabbing it. Yeah, like, I'm going to fucking yank this at any point, just so you know.
Yeah.
I can yank this and the door will fly off the plane.
I don't do that with any. I do that with all. I can't not do that with women. With friends, I can't do that with, though. I'm not quick to be like, poof. Or, like, yeah. Even if, like, something happened real fucked up with us, I'd still be, like, leaning towards.
Because,
like,
friends feel more like family.
Yeah. Like, and, like, y'all couldn't cheat on me. Y'all couldn't suck a dick and then kiss me later. I mean, like, you could, but it would be, things have to be a whole lot different in our friendship.
Way different friendship. Yeah. How are you, daddy?
Your lady can just go somewhere one day, get somebody can come on her face, and then she can clean it off, come home, and kiss you on the cheek. Like, I don't expect that to be my day, but it's been hundreds of thousands of millions of guys' day is that the woman they trusted was, like, you know, a monster. I forget. I saw this clip of this, like, lady talking about some dude came in her, and then she got home to her dude, and then her dude really wanted to eat her pussy, and she was like, I'm tired. He was like, I just want to eat your pussy so bad. So she was like, she couldn't go, like, someone just came at me, don't eat my pussy. She had to just
let him. Can't eat my pussy. It's full of cum.
Yeah, so she just had to let him eat it. And then he ate her pussy just, like, after somebody came in it. And it's just, like, that kind of shit sounds like a
nightmare.
That's
why whenever you hear a story of, like, a dude killing a woman, you're like, what happened?
Yo, every time.
I don't know, dude. Like, if I heard a story and that's where it started, I was like, I mean, I guess he shouldn't, but yeah, how else does it end?
If you're in court, he's like,
oh. Oh, if you're the judge, if you're a dude judge in that instance, you just got to be like, I have to remove myself. You're like, or just what does the law say? Because I can't think straight.
You got to get a non-binary judge for that, dude. You can't have a dude, you can't have a lady. You got to have a non-binary up there.
Oh, yeah, non-binary judges are like, oh, you only ate pussy with old cum?
Yeah.
You didn't just swallow fresh cum?
So you guys weren't in your triad and you didn't lick her
I remember.
You didn't clean her up after your triad sex. That's what happened.
Yeah. There's not 10 of you in a house that all exchange fuck seshes? I saw that. I saw some TikTok where it was like a
content creator house.
It was like, no, it was like a
content creator house is probably getting messy.
No, it was like
they do them with strip with porn or OnlyFans bitches.
The content creator houses are smart because they get a bunch of people who are like popping, and then you're just living in the same house, so you can record your fucking TikToks and all that shit easy and just pump that shit out.
What happens when 16s get into a billionaire's house bought for them to make content? It's TikTok world.
Was that like the real world?
Yeah.
That's going to be you might have just said it out loud jokingly, but it'll be a reality show pretty soon.
I guess I just patented it.
Ooh. Nah, and when you say it and point like that, that is that counts.
If it doesn't come out before this episode comes out, ooh, we're rich.
Isn't that the surreal life?
No, surreal life is celebrities.
Oh, you're just talking about some TV.
You know they brought the surreal life back.
Yeah, I saw it's a fucking season. Frankie Muniz is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
I
was just watching Malcolm in the Middle yesterday.
Really?
Julia wanted to go back and watch it, but it's so great. I forgot how good Malcolm in the Middle was.
I saw him on Steve-O's podcast. He was smart as hell.
Yeah.
He uses money to fucking, because he was like living in LA and he was in this area where he's like, this place is going to bump. And then he started to realize, like, he started buying fucking parking lots.
Yeah.
Because he knew people were either going to buy the property off him, or when, like, when like those areas would be bumping, people would pay to park there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Frankie Muniz is just fucking rich off LA parking lots.
That makes me so happy that the rich kid from the show, I mean, the smart kid from the show was actually smart.
Was actually really smart.
Yeah. Wait, can we have an autistic moment of silence real quick? The white / Green Ranger passed
white,
away.
White, green, red.
Jason.
Black.
RIP, man.
White again.
You're going through the timeline.
Whew. All right, Hollywood gets the best of us.
You know what happened?
He was giving me the rundown.
Yeah.
Oh, I need, okay.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
Is it?
I saw it online.
It's possibly the most understandable suicide ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, last year, one of his daughters killed himself.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's rough, dude.
And then his mom died of cancer.
Why did she kill herself?
It doesn't say.
Get into it, okay.
Yeah. But then his mom died of cancer that same year. And then this year, his wife started filing for divorce. So he was like, I guess it's time to meet Zordon in the sky.
Yo, how do you try to divorce the fucking Green Ranger?
He's probably never home. He's always doing conventions.
What? He's providing. That's back to the thing I was saying about we were saying about ladies.
Yeah.
You're like if the Green Ranger can't keep a girl, what hope do I have?
It's literally Tommy Oliver from Angel Grove. He beat Lord Zedd. He beat Lord Zedd, Rita Repulsa, Mesagog.
She got to watch him single-handedly fuck up a whole squad. Every episode, he tried to get jumped by three niggas and two bitches.
Yeah.
And he will fuck them up.
Yeah. And all those anonymous gray boys.
The gray boys at the beginning were on his side, right?
No. Well, at first, yeah. Can I show you the funniest clip? I just saw it today. It was the best Power Rangers clip. I was like, yo, Tommy is the man. Because, like, how could he... Like, he's the only person to ever do this. I'm going to send the clip to the Instagram on here. The panties Instagram. It was like, it's crazy. Because in all the time of Power Rangers, nobody ever just straight up ran into the Megazord, right? Tommy's the only person to be like, yo, no, I'm running this fate.
Oh,
he ran into the Megazord.
Wait, we might as well put this on the screen while we're here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's that, Rachel?
No, it's whatever.
Shout out, Amy.
Shout out, Amy.
We have her back on the pod. We gotta have her back on the pod, guys.
Oh, that's she's so interesting.
I can't wait to hear her stories.
Yeah, I need a new free trial. No. Ooh, we got a request. No. But, dude, this is the most badass moment ever. I was just like, yo, he's fucking the man.
It's not on the screen anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll let it.
Let it rock. Oh, wait, once. You can pause on IG.
Okay. He's about to do his shit.
Well, refresh, and then it'll start over.
Okay, good call.
Then we can play. Dude, I don't know if we can play sound, but I don't know.
Yeah, no sound. Yeah. Well, the YouTube's been fucking us. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Everything was so smooth.
Everything was perfect.
There it goes. Here's back.
But look,
Tommy's fighting all the... He just runs into the Megazord. He jumps into their Megazord. He goes in. He jumps through the head. He's like, y'all motherfuckers owe me some money. He just beats their ass, dude. Turmoil inside the Megazord.
Tosses him smoothly out the Megazord.
This is my car now.
There's something funny about tossing the black and yellow Ranger out at the same time.
Wait, dude, that's so funny.
And then he whoops their ass.
He was literally about to pimp slap the Pink Ranger.
Came out with the front hand. Here it goes.
He's like, you're a girl.
And Rita with the pointy tits.
Rita's all hype. Rita's sad. Oh, dude, Lord Zedd's back as the bad guy of the new Power Rangers without Rita. He got a divorce and became ass.
We got you fired up now.
Yeah, I love Power Rangers. This new season called Cosmic Fury is going to be sick.
All right, let's move on to adult stuff now.
Also, the 30th anniversary comes out next year. It's on Netflix. Tommy's in it. RIP is probably his last thing. Hopefully not, but probably. They also did a thing called Bat in the Sun. I'm sorry, guys. You asked for this.
What?
No, we didn't ask. You asked. Oh, I did bring up. Yeah. I did bring up Tommy. I thought it was going to be. I did want to show him some respect, though. Yeah. You know,
Power Rangers is one of my top five things.
By the way,
it used to be when I was a kid.
Can I point out something hilarious?
It brings me back to my parents' separation.
What?
My parents got separated when I was young. They didn't get divorced. They separated.
Oh.
And my dad used to, every time he would pick me up, That's what I said when we moved from Philly.
Every time you'd ask questions about it, he'd be like, "Watch Power Rangers."
No, he would just every time have a new dope Power Rangers toy. So like the weekend, I wouldn't be with him. I'd come back, and then I'd come back and just have something dope. So it was like every time it was either that or Beetleborgs,
Big Bad
or what was the? Or,
you gotta stop acting like divorce is all bad. Because I'll take every other weekend dad to fucking come home to a new
Megazord.
Did you get the one where you like push their back and their heads flip?
I had every my dad would ball out on the Megazord.
Dude, I remember we would go over to my cousin's house and we'd walk in and I'd beeline. I'd be like, "Where's the fucking dagger?" And I'd want to play with the Green Ranger's dagger.
Could you play it? Like you had that? I never had like any.
You couldn't like blow into it, but like you'd hit a button and it would make noise. But like that would be the only. I'd be like, "Let me play with the fucking dagger." Then we can talk about
what was the name of the Saba. I had Saba. I did have Saba.
They made a new one. They remade Saba for sure.
Wait, what's Saba?
That's the White Ranger sword.
Oh, okay.
You know, dude, I'm just saying, there's some books up there that don't need to be up there. If we got a Saba, hey, man, we got a White Tiger sword up there,
who's
bro?
Who's the dude who made the knives and shit? Something Forge?
Oh, make us an actual Saba?
Yeah.
The man in like arms? A Saba that could murder?
Yeah, but I don't want to murder Saba.
I
want one that talks. I want an AI Saba that's like, ay, ay, ay.
That's not better than that. Before any of those, I'd rather have that Optimus that could talk and transform.
Dude,
the
no
one Harrington
way.
Showed that's, us, I guess.
No way.
Yeah. I think I brought it up. I brought it up. Yeah,
you brought it up on here.
Because I've been, my nephew's a big Transformer. That's how I know about it. It was from my nephew just being like, this is the, you know what I mean? He wanted it for Christmas, but like, get the fuck out
how
of here.
How does he like about Transformers? Who's his guy? Who's his Transformer? Transformers is one of my other things, too.
I don't.
Power Ranger Transformers Wrestling. Comedy and weed.
In that order.
He sent me a picture the other day. He just got a phone for the first time. Yeah. He sent me like two pictures.
How old is he?
9.
I remember when my nephew got a phone at like 10 and he's just like texting you stuff. You're like, this is weird.
Yeah, he texted me, "I'm gay." That was pretty. Yeah. That made me pretty happy.
That's pretty sick.
But then he texted me a picture. He made a group chat with me, him, and my brother. And he sent us like this little station he made that had all his
What if he forgot which chat it was and just starts bitching about his dad?
He also sent me this picture. It's him giving my brother the finger.
Dude, this kid's a genius.
Yeah. His nephew's crushing it.
I told you he's hilarious for real, but like that's his fucking Transformer thing. I gotta
wait, can you go back to the middle finger?
Yeah.
Dude, a middle finger with a tiny ass 9-year-old finger is so funny.
But he sent that in the group chat with my brother. My brother just called me and was like, "I failed as a dad."
It'd be great if your brother texted the group chat. He was like, "You're grounded."
Dude, did he send you the picture of Optimus? He was like, "Christmas? Question mark?"
Not, but he sent that like last year or something. He just asked for it, but I was like, sorry.
Dude, I know the Trackner.
Some of them can get pretty expensive. I got them. They have something called like Giganto ones or something. Or I forget, but they're
full size.
They're not like full size, but they're big as shit. Like but it'll be like but it'll
full
be
size, they're four stories high.
But it'll be like one of the Transformers that in the show was big as shit. Like
Megatron.
Not Megatron, but like something bigger than him. Like you know the thing from the movie, but it looked way different in the movie. It looked like a big ass dinosaur.
Yeah.
I forget what it was called.
The constructor ones.
Like he has the one that looks like it did in the cartoon that like looks not like a monster. It looks like a regular Transformer.
Yeah.
Like shit like that. But like they're expensive.
Next Power Rangers is Beetleborgs. They're like Beetleborg Power Rangers.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like their suits are like Beetles. Their suits are Beetles.
Like the old show Beetleborgs.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be metal like that. That's the Japanese ones.
Are we autistic?
Yeah.
I think so.
Fuck.
I mean, look, I'm a libertarian. Of course I'm all I'm interested in economics.
I just saw the middle finger up there and was like, oh, he's just imitating Unky Nate.
oh, he listens. What's up, dude?
That was our bit. I did start it. I don't think his mom likes it, but she won't get mad at me for it. But I'd be like, you to him. He go, oh, he just makes that face and tries to tell somebody. I'm like, all right, you lying on me.
Yeah,
he's
snitching.
That's my bit. It's the whole bit. But now it's run too far.
He's running wild.
Yeah. He's a good kid.
Dude, how was Orlando with Shane. It was Orlando.
It was.
Did you get to see Trump this time?
Dania Beach. No, he's back on Twitter. He don't got time for us.
No, he's not.
He's not back. Night.
He's said not.
He hasn't tweeted yet.
Elon let him on, but he's like
I'll think about it.
He posted some video where he's just like, I'm good.
What if he just came back and was like, I'm back, niggas.
You guys are just like, all right, bold.
Dude, Twitter's wild.
Yeah.
The other day, I found a homepage that was just fight videos. And I sat there and watched it for like an hour. Like, I just watched a couple of these people die. Oh, I saw it was a video of prisoners beating up this guy. And they murdered him.
I thought you were coming.
No.
They beat the shit out of this guy, dude.
The trauma. Dude, they beat the shit out of this guy. They beat him up. Then he like fell on the ground and he was like out. And then somebody out of nowhere just came and threw a trash can at his head. Just like an empty.
Who's it, Tommy Dreamer?
Yeah. Tommy Dreamer out the wings with a trash can. And then somebody came with a broom and they were just throwing shit at him. And then somebody came out with a microwave and just dumped it on his head.
Oh my God.
Like a couple times until that shit broke.
Yeah, so you saw a murder.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then, like, there was a point where he just went.
Like what? The, just the like
body, like just his like, body, just like did involuntary twitches
after every hit.
Every
hit.
Yeah, after he got hit, there's like.
Have y'all ever seen anything like that in person? Somebody get like fucked up like that,
like
that bad? Like not that bad. No, I haven't seen anything.
Just like they took it like clearly a few steps too far.
Yeah. No. I've seen it a handful. But
I've seen a couple head kicks, like on the ground head kicks.
That's the one that always bothers me in the videos when the dude's down and then that one guy comes out of nowhere and fucking punts him like Randy Orton.
Yeah, that's when you lose all honor.
Yeah.
I saw one. It was after school, but it was like they were like adults fighting, and the one dude was walking behind the other. He handed his jacket to somebody. He kept saying, "I'm gonna fuck this nigga up." And I was like, I'll be honest, the way I remember the story, he was, he might have just been light-skinned Puerto Rican, but he did. But it was like, is that a white guy saying that? But they're walking, and then the dude, the ones in behind, the other one's right behind, like in front of him, and the dude in front just turns around, like mid-water walking to the alleyway to fight. He just turns around and like throws a hook all in one motion, and the dude who kept saying, I'm gonna fuck him up, just drops.
Yeah, dude.
And then
he got 360 power out of that punch.
Yeah.
He went, yeah.
But it was like done then, but then he just
wait,
just,
I'm sorry, I spaced. He was like in front of the guy and then fucking
the guy who kept saying I'm gonna fuck him up was behind the guy, but like walking behind him. They were both walking to the alleyway, quote unquote.
Like, oh, they were walking like we're gonna go fight over here, and he was like, well, actually,
and the guy turned around. Maybe he had that thought like, why am I letting them be behind me? And just turned around and just one hitter quitted him, but then just kept just like, and then somebody else came, like somebody else started to come, like the dude's friend, and then he kind of bitched up like the one after he dropped, and then the other dude just started beating the shit out of that guy. It just gave him like a bunch of kicks. I don't remember him getting any kicks to the face, but he got like boot kicks to like the chest and like guts. And then like I walked over there and just like looked. And just
you got your kick in.
No, I looked and was like, "Let me."
Like, this does look fun, guys.
Yeah. No, just blood just pouring out his mouth, but like a lot that just like was running down the block. It was. He might be dead. I don't know. I don't know the story.
For sure, some damaged internals in
there. Oh yeah, he's not normal.
Any chest stumps, dude? Rib cage.
He's
stabbing your room body.
He's not the same.
Yeah, that was one. And just like you ever see like somebody getting slammed right on their head on concrete. I saw a dude. He got picked up, got dropped right on his head like that from like almost like a German suplex, but like landed kind of sideways. So his whole like right side of his face hit the ground, and he got up eventually like dizzy. And then the dude who slammed him, because he wasn't even like standing up completely.
Yeah,
the dude who slammed him just came back with one more, and just. It was crazy. I actually had that on video. I was like the first, back in the MySpace days.
The first world star?
In the MySpace days, I had.
I should put these on a website.
Yes.
And then you figure out world star and you're like, damn it.
Yeah, I used to sell a bunch of bootleg CDs, got a digital camera. I was like, everybody's MySpace plug. Like, you need some dope pics. I got you.
Is it still, but did you post anything on your MySpace? You couldn't post videos on MySpace.
Yeah, you could. I had a couple.
What's your username?
I don't remember. I've tried to find it before because I had a lot of shit I wanted to get.
Were you in Reading?
I wasn't ready. Yeah, if you can find it, that would be kind of dope. You shouldn't focus on it now.
I'm just going to try three.
Too Cool Nate 610.
It wouldn't have been anything like anything I use now.
Cold ass nigga.
But I tried. yeah, it would have been definitely trying to sound gangster. But I had like a video. This one, it was, I have a, my one homie. He's always been like a get pussy kind of guy. And I remember in high school once, he was so frustrated. I think I told you about this. He was having a bad day, but his bad day is because so many bitches wanted to date him that he didn't know who to pick. And just to this day, I'm like,
wait. His bad day was because he couldn't figure out which pussy to get.
Yes. And like was actually mad about it.
Yeah.
And I had a video of him like breaking something he shouldn't have broke, like but it was because of it was.
Wait, he got that mad over?
Yeah, I still to this day will bring that up. So it'd be like, yo, anytime he talks to me about problems, I'm like, yo, nigga, I still don't give a shit about your problems. I don't care how real they are now that we're adults.
How old were you guys?
We were leaving like a high school football game or something, so it had to, you know, it was like 10th, 11th grade.
He smashed the table over too much pussy.
It would have probably been like 11th, because I think that's around when we started getting pussy.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
Right, just
being that mad.
I
have too many options.
I don't know, but I don't think he was just, I think he was trying to like one, I think it was for him, it was like one of them wants to be my girlfriend, and I don't know which one to be my girlfriend instead of just who the fuck.
But. Mm. Yeah, because we started our friendship when I was in the middle of the exact opposite. I think I met you in like a very serious pussy dry spell.
Yeah, that sounds right. That
and I remember, like, I remember, I was. You know what? Yours was bigger. I'll let you have the floor.
No, I was just listening. I'm listening, dude.
No, I remember there was one time we were coming back.
That'd
from.
That'd be funny if Nate only met all of his friends in pussy dry spells.
Like if no one, there's no one.
That's proof that there's some sort of God out there where you were like our shaman to help us get some puss.
Then eventually it gets a pussy.
Nate, you're the Native American to wetter lands.
I just see friends with no pussy and I just shed a tear and hits the earth.
We just throw an unused condom out the car and it hits your foot while you're on the highway. And you're like, ooh.
Next thing you guys get pulled over by a slut cop.
No, my condom.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So, hey, Nate, Andy, what'd you see? You're saying you saw something?
What?
You're saying something about.
No, we were driving home. Because I was going through a hard pussy dry spell, and we were driving home from the Lizard Lounge, and I remember I was talking about something, and I was just like yelling a lot in the car, and it was like something to do with women, and they, I forget exactly what you said, but it amounted to just like, hey, I think you need pussy. You're like, I think you need to get laid.
Yeah, I kind of, you were sounding like a dude I used to work
with. I forget what I was saying, but I just remember like, it was clearly like a full bald anger induced moment.
I used to work with this guy when I was working at GameStop. He hadn't had pussy in like, it was like 5 years was his drought. And he might to this day be the most irritable dude I had ever met. Like, it didn't matter what it was. I just remember the way you were sounding then. It was like your tone. It wasn't even your words. The tone you were making, I was like, that's that same pain.
Yeah.
That's that no pussy pain.
Yeah. Why? Because
your body reverberates with a little bit more sound when you have full balls.
Because we grew up in the age of like, American Pie was a big movie. Mm-hmm. So like, and all like every fucking teen movie that centered around dudes was all about like, you're not getting enough pussy.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you weren't.
But fucking, dude, how did they end? How did they all end? He gets one pussy for the rest of his life.
I think American Pie, he did. Oh, they did get married eventually, right?
They eventually got married.
There was a movie called American Wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, he married the chick who put a flute in her pussy. Yeah, I mean, but all, I feel like after enough time, all women have done some wild
shit. Someone who wrote that line was not in the band. A flute would be awful in the pussy.
Yeah, unless it was like the very tip of the flute, right?
Yeah, you'd get like maybe 2 inches of flute before you hit a valve that would just like cut your clit.
Wait, so she was a queen? She just needed 2 inches to be satisfied?
Oh, she had the tightest.
She had a shallow joint.
She had most shallow pussy.
Yeah. Are you thinking to put it, you can't put it in the sound way. You got to put it in the mouth way.
No, but even the mouth way, there's like that little, it's like a oval, mm-hmm. and then it's like raised up a little bit. No matter what, you're gonna like hit the pussy at one point and cut it.
Ow.
Yeah, you're gonna get like, okay. Yeah. What would be the best
instrument
to put in a pussy?
Drumstick.
But like a bushel of them.
Yeah.
Bushel of drumsticks.
Bushel of drumsticks.
Yeah, you would have to like, no, you, like, because how they sell them in the music store, they'd all be like, sit, you'd have to grab, or you could get, because marching drumsticks are much thicker.
Mm, yeah, you put it in by the round part.
Yeah, because like a regular,
it's like a butt plug.
A regular rock, yes, a regular rock drumstick's like that big, but then the marching stick gets to about there, mm-hmm. and you know, marching band, you're in high school, college, or whatever, that's like a good size to fucking.
Lady listeners, what would you want inside you?
A piccolo.
Piccolo is just a small flute.
But it's not. Oh.
Yeah. You just have the same problems, but quicker.
What about the top part of a tuba?
The whole, opening?
The mouth part. Not the. Ooh,
but,
like the
but then when you pull the mouthpiece out, that's just sharp metal. I don't know if a lot of instruments would fit good in a pussy.
That's why you got to use plastic instruments.
Got to use a recorder. Yeah, just take apart a recorder and use the middle.
No, that would be a recorder would be the best one to fit into a pussy.
Yeah, seems like
the
it would
top
be
of a recorder.
Yeah, yeah. We figured it out.
Not one day in band. Just that's how horny you are. You figured it out. I spent 8 years, 8 years in marching band. You took 2 seconds.
I got it recorded in a pussy. I figured it out.
Damn, I got a problem.
No, dude, don't listen to Andy. He's wrong. Andy's wrong. Nate is right.
Wait, what am I wrong about?
Judging Nate for his horniness.
I'm not judging.
Didn't sound like it, brother.
That's the basis of this friendship.
Yeah, that is like literally how we met. Look at porn in public with me.
Yeah, you showed me porn very early.
Yeah, when you say that now, I'm like, yo, maybe I was more weird than I realized
I was. Nah, but also too,
I don't remember it being weird.
No, you read me right though. It was just the newness of our friendship. That's what it was. Because no, I had friends who like we would share links and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we would share links of like, yo, because I remember, like you remember when
you had the OG Simp channel.
Yeah, yeah, we did it. By the Pony Express.
We have a Discord. Just want to plug it earlier in the pod, in case you're new.
Get in the damn Discord. People are joining. Do this
Discord.
Wild. Yeah, I think I saw a scam getting posted in there twice though.
What was the scam?
It was like a link to a different Discord, but something looked funny about the link to me, and then I saw.
Oh, was it the PA?
Well, yeah,
it was a link to like another horny.
I'll tell you guys about that off the air.
That being popped up was making, I didn't want to click on that at all.
I'll tell you guys about that one off the air. All
right.
Yeah, we need some cops in the simp chat.
Yeah.
We need a few like agents in the simp chat to patrol that.
We should make a lawless, not a lawless.
No.
We might need more laws, actually, now that I think about it.
To be honest, you might need.
In the simp chat?
Somebody said the other day, they were like, there's no rules in here.
And we have one Wild West channel?
No.
It's the rules of the West.
The general is kind of Wild West. It's nothing. Nothing's ever like off guard. Yeah, we just doomed it. Fuck. we doomed the whole thing. We're about to ruin the Discord.
Yeah, we're about to have to make a palace too.
We're gonna look like we're about to have
to get a second home.
Yeah.
Squiggles, you're a cop.
The OGs get like a special place in the second palace.
You guys get to see the secret channels.
Oh, dude, you just remind me of like, because when I go into like.
Can't forget Toad.
Toad, for sure.
There's a lot of others.
Shout out Toad. There's a lot of people.
There's too many names. Sorry.
Sorry, regular listeners.
I mean, let's be real. The Simp channel was built on Tonya's back.
Yeah. Tonya's Simp channel cop for sure.
He's definitely the mayor of the Simp channel.
He's the chief of Simp chat. Tony is the chief of Simp chat of the Simp channel, dude.
Without a doubt. Get in the Discord. No, I was
back to our regular schedule program.
I was
and YouTube.
And YouTube.
Glizzy's up.
When I was doing a lot more Twitch streaming and, you know, things I talk about, I'll go into like more conspiracy type things and stuff. And then some, like, this dude hops in. He's just like, oh yeah, we're talking about this. Let's go. And then he sends me this file and he's like, you got to listen to this. It's crazy. And I start playing it and I'm like, wait, what is this? And he's like, so this is George Soros raping a child. And I go, dude, can we not? Can we not on Twitch? Oh. And then he's like, no. It's just audio. And I'm like, not as...
Yeah.
Better, but still bad.
Yeah, but still, like, what?
Damn, dude, you almost got trapped.
Yeah. You almost got dark web trapped.
Yeah, for real. That was probably like an FBI agent. Like, we're going to get this retard.
Yeah, watch this guy get hard listening to kid porn.
Yeah. I was immediately like, let's just talk about music or something.
I'd have just turned on Nintendo. Like, I don't want this song. We're playing Mario.
Oh, yeah. You just play the most wholesome game. Yeah. I'm like, I'm playing Mario Kart, so you calm the fuck down.
You know what would be so funny? You, like, click it.
And we're only on Rainbow Road.
You click it. You click the audio, it's a video, and then you're like, I gotta go. I gotta go, boys.
I start patting my brow. Someone turn up the heat.
It's getting a little hot in here.
Yeah, I'm very...
George, chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all the FBI agents out there, I did not listen. I reported him. I snitched hard. No.
Dude, how was Orlando?
I guess it was Fort Lauderdale. I didn't know.
How was Fort Lauderdale? That picture that Shane posted of you eating. Were you eating a chicken parm?
You know I
knew you were. I could see like the red and the fucking the crust of the chicken. I was like, Nate's eating the chicken parm. Sure, of course he's eating the chicken parm.
We're eating the chicken parm.
I had a shirt. I had a throwaway shirt on.
It would have been great if it was you at the table just shirtless. You're just like, fuck you, Shane. I'm not putting it back on until I'm done.
Dude, the muscle tee, you'd be Italian as hell eating the chicken parm.
Yo, but to be fair, I also had a chicken parm the other night. They're great.
They're the best.
Yeah, they're the best. Although Wawa, when you make your chicken parms, you take the little paper
Wawa.
Off.
Wawa. Use all your sauce.
He loses all credibility. Wawa.
Wawa is the last. It's the last.
Oh wait. Effort. Okay. Let's. It wasn't my first. It wasn't my first pick.
Yeah. Wawa's always like a. You just get.
I'm not acting like I was on fucking South Street and I said this sucks. Let's go to Wawa.
What do you have like a high class Wawa order before we go to? I don't want to say Wawa. We beat a dead horse with Wawa.
Wawa, dude. Wawa's out of Philly. Fuck Wawa. Wawa can suck.
Wait,
my
Wawa
dick,
left
dude.
Philly?
Yeah, they leave in Philly. They can suck my dick.
All Wawas are leaving this. They're Philly?
Like all of them are out of the city. Like
too
all
many
the ones,
flash mobs.
Yeah, all the ones they Philly built in the city.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Wait, they're all gone?
Like all the ones they built in the city are pretty much gone. There's like two.
No shit.
Yeah, there was like 10. Now there's two. So fuck Wawa.
That's crazy.
Just claim insurance, you dickheads. No. I don't know how it works. Business is getting their shit stolen, but whatever. I'm sorry. Wawa chicken parm.
Let's
dude?
Move on. I don't want to talk about it. The reason why I want to talk about that is because I feel a little. We're a little personally responsible for that chaos.
Wawa chicken parm is not that great, dude.
Yeah, so we're moving on.
Dude, they give you a chicken patty and then like some noodles.
Nah, their chicken fingers are not up to snuff, and they give me massive heartburn every time.
And then they give you a big flat oval of provolone or whatever.
Yeah, but I was feeling it. I tried it again. It was a fail. Because like they put this.
And you're going to try it again. I've been there. I've told myself
In 6 months I'll have another.
Yeah.
No, but like, dude, I swear to God, they just put the sauce on top and then they put that piece of paper on and just mush it around. Because it looks like when you take that piece of paper off, it looks like a crime scene.
You don't have no places you'll never eat again?
I have places I'll never eat again, but Wawa's not. Wawa just is too, you know, it serves a certain kind of purpose. Especially if you're like outside of a city, if you're somewhere just on
the hot. Wawa's all about context. Yeah. It's not like, like I said, if you're walking down fucking South Street and you have all those options, you're not sitting there being like, nah, I'd rather go to Wawa. It's when you're fucking driving home from some shit and you're like, all right, I could get a fucking bag of chips and some candy at these fucking Sunoco or something. But then you see a sign for your Wawa or for a Wawa, and you're like, oh, I could get close to real food. Well, dude, and they do have, yeah, sorry.
Maybe a guy like you with loose morals would act like that, but a guy like me with tight morals would never go to a Wawa.
All right, we'll see. Remember you said never. Remember this. You're a man with tight morals. So the second you step foot in a Wawa, you're shattering your morals.
I'm a Sheetz guy. I love Royal this- Farms. I'm a quick check man myself. Dude, give me a you're fucking Publix,
ready.
Dude.
You're
give me
a fucking ready Publix. To fucking whore yourself out. Isn't dude, Publix how- like a...
Publix is...
That's more of a grocery store, though.
Yeah, but they also sell food like Wawa.
Can I do really want to talk to y'all about Fort Lauderdale, but it's just because I didn't know it was so close to Miami. The ass is...
Miami? It was, it you was, were near Miami?
Like if there's no traffic, 20 minutes to Miami. If there is traffic, 45 to Miami. It was that close. Okay. And the asses were like, you could see it wasn't Miami
the
level.
The asses made their way over.
The asses made their way over.
Dude, it was, you got it. They're for sure in the ass radius. You
yeah,
know?
It's just so much ass in Miami. It's just got to spill out.
Yeah,
to,
it's just got
to
spill
it's
out.
Probably, there's probably some in the ocean. Like if you go deep enough, yeah.
It's that lanterns with fat ass.
You've made it to the lost city of Atlantis. Damn, shoddy.
But it was definitely a great bird watching. A great bird watching.
You couldn't take your goggles off.
Oh, I definitely hit a couple meat goggles.
You said meat goggles?
Yeah, I think Tommy called them that.
Is that what they're called, meat goggles?
I called them hamburgers. Tommy called them meat goggles.
Dude, I like hamburgers. Hamburgers, meat goggles.
Yeah.
That's just him being Italian. He was thinking about prosciutto.
Yeah, he was thinking about meat.
He was like, I could go for a nice sub.
Go for a nice sandwich.
Damn. Yeah, you just watching great asses.
Just great asses.
That's relaxing. There That's
was
a, nice.
The pool was like, the pool was right out like outside my hotel room window. So every now and again, I wasn't there a lot, but I just like walk over, try to get a glimpse of the city and just be like, more asses.
Dude, you ever that's beat? One.
Nah, actually, I'm on a streak. I told y'all last one.
I was going to ask about your streak.
Oh, the fapping?
I still haven't broken it.
Yeah.
Miami? It's Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. Now that I've been there, you wouldn't have been just like, it's.
Now, Nate, have you been to that Secaucus Walmart yet?
No, I haven't.
That'll make you break a streak.
It's so close. I'm telling you, dude. You got to go to that. It's a Sunday. Sunday.
Yo, the traffic to get to Secaucus sucks now. They're like doing work over there.
Yeah.
That's like little area. It's like one little area that's just, the road is ridiculous. It's like somebody did squiggle lines and just was like, now this is how you get around a major part of Jersey. It's crazy.
Dude, it's worth it.
It's, no. Do you know we've all been to the spot, but like.
I was just a beer. I was trying not to make it a thing.
Oh.
Your shopping center, they're doing work over there.
Yeah,
we'd go on a whole adventure just to get beer.
Yeah, I got that fucked me up earlier today. I was driving around there, but it's like a shit ton of it's like for blocks and blocks and blocks of
yeah, it's like a third of the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, you meant the whole actual shopping center?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, I just meant that area of Jersey. Like is
busy. Yeah,
is like a couple blocks up from the shopping center. Like if you go into where the houses and like the apartments are and shit. It's fucked up like that too. So maybe they're fixing pipes or something.
I had a shiver. I'm okay.
I was wondering what that was.
Okay, you didn't have a me?
No, I had a shiver. I'm okay. I saw you look. I'm sorry. Dude, Nate, you were gifted something that will become very useful in the future.
What were we supposed to talk about on the page last time that we didn't talk about? Because I was going to say I want to talk about that on the page because I don't know if it's my business to say that I have it because of how it was received.
I was going to say you just got a new addition to the family.
I did get a new addition to the family. But do you remember what we were supposed to? Because I can't remember.
Last week?
Yeah, we were like, we'll talk about this on the page. And then we just had a good, we had a great page.
It was a great page.
But we never brought up whatever the fuck it was that we were supposed to.
If you missed last week's page, it is the hardest I've ever laughed on this podcast. Nate recanted his childhood and I almost died.
I was trying that story this weekend as a joke, but I can't. It's not the same.
Yeah, if we can do a hard sell for the page, for the love of God, listen to last week's episode. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah. But no. I can't. I don't even know.
But this one isn't a big thing. This isn't a. When I say it, you're going to be like, oh, it doesn't. It's not that serious. But it's
until it revolutionizes the way we do podcasts.
Until at least this one.
It's going to change everything.
Yeah, dude. Just look out for that Twitch.
But
oh, I was telling the mayor I had a tweet that got everyone worked up, and it's not about what you would think it was. I was like,
what do you think it's about?
Think, because I saw some of yours this week. Well, I saw I'm trying to remember what that was, because I remember when I saw it, it had a
don't get to it.
You saw one you weren't a fan of?
No, I liked it. I liked it, but I can't. But it
had, I did the one tweet where I was just like, probably gonna smoke some reefer tonight. No big deal.
That was a good tweet.
That was the one I'm thinking of.
Wait, dude, why do you have fucking what's his name?
Brian Pillman.
Yeah, why do you have Brian Pillman? Why is Brian Pillman trying to kill you?
I meant to get his gun more in frame.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone posted that picture on his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was a sick picture. Yeah.
Who is that?
Brian Pillman.
Brian Pillman from ECW and WWE.
Yeah.
Okay.
He pulled a gun out on Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stone Cold was breaking into his house.
Yeah.
No, but I had this, this one tweet. Mild manner. I was like at the grocery store and I saw all these apples and I was just like, yo, there's too many red apples. And I was like, there doesn't need to be this many apples. You need Granny Smith, Red Delicious, and then maybe one other red one.
Yeah.
That's it. Just being retarded on purpose.
Dude.
And then people were just like, wait, look at this. They were like, fuck you.
Wait, how much did it get?
Dude, there's so many replies. I'm just like, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Dude, you are kind of a piece of shit because you're totally wrong about red apples.
Dude, I might be. I put no real emotion into that. And it was like, dude, before it got any likes, I had two responses of just like, I've never met a dumber person in my life. They were like, Fuji apple or you kill yourself. And there was one.
A Fuji apple, a Jazz apple, a damn Honeycrisp. Oh.
Dude,
Honeycrisp.
I gotta read the.
Yeah, I did.
That's
me. It's too Andy. I'm on your side. There's fucking too many apples.
Well, I was looking at all the apples. I was just like, you don't need 8 red ones.
And it's crazy that you said a green one. It's yellow. You go yellow over green every time.
That just sounds crazy.
Yellow apples are way better than green apples.
Yellow apple sounds like you're breaking the rules.
Yellow apples are better than green
apples.
Yellow
apple looks like it's not ready to be an apple.
I only buy yellow. This is BB. I only buy yellow apples. I'm making a juice. If I'm doing a little juicing, I'll get a yellow apple for, I don't know.
You gotta get a red apple for juice. No.
I do green, yellow, but that's how I go. I go red, green, yellow. That's apples to me.
Green apples are too sour to be eaten too much.
You could. They're good for a juice too, but only if you got a green themed juice. Yeah. If you do a celery, cucumber.
Oh, you're talking about juice. Green. I thought you were talking about juice.
I thought you were talking about Jews.
But no. You're like, I don't eat apples when I listen to Kanye. But yo, this was my favorite reply. Someone just goes, listening to two worst apples by far is unforgivable, even if this is a joke.
Dude, didn't I just say that without hearing that?
And then I
love apples, bro.
And then, and then fooled me. And then sorry, that joke was low-hanging fruit, like an apple.
I don't know.
And then I doubled down and I go, Granny Smith rules and every red apple is the same apple. You're embarrassing yourself. And they just go, I'm outside your house. And I was like, let's calm down.
Did you pick up your sledgehammer?
Oh, yeah. I went down to the basement, got the sledgehammer. And I was just like, how about these apples, bitch?
Gallagher. Dude, that's what should
be. I'm Gallagher and your head's the watermelon.
Anytime you smash something, you gotta say, you know how when you shoot something, you go Kobe? Anytime you smash something, you're like Gallagher.
Oh, dude, show love. Show love to the OG.
Gallagher.
But yeah, that was not the tweet I thought that would cause a stir.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were opinionated about apples. It was kind of crazy.
Dude, apples are good. And then there's like the genetic diversity of an apple. No.
No, go ahead. Go off, queen.
So let me tell you. Red apples They're like good, but they're not. Red Delicious, those are base apples. Those are like the unmodified apple. Those are just regular, your regular ass everyday apple. Ugh. Green apples are too sour. Yellow apples are the perfect mix. But there's this one called a Honeycrisp. It's so sweet. It's so moist. It's so juicy.
There's a lot of votes for Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp is, yeah, it's been GMO'd to the...
Oh, it's just like the perfect lab apple?
Yeah. It's good, though. It's so good. It like has the it's like red into yellow. It's like,
yeah, dude. I tweeted this grocery shopping at like 4 p.m. and I got a tweet 3 hours ago being like, "Fuck your Red Delicious." But I think the consensus was, what were you saying?
Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp. It seemed like Honeycrisp was.
And you know what? Jazz apple was kind of nice too.
Instead of apple that gets you high, man.
It's just a little smaller than like a Red Delicious, and it's like a it's
apples aren't even the best fruit. Why does everybody give a shit like that?
Apples are, well, dude, there's like, all right, so Street Fighter might not be the best fighting game, but it's the one with all the technique.
It's well rounded.
Yeah. I think, you know what it was?
It's the most useful.
And then if you eat a lot of apples, you can kill yourself.
No.
You can kill yourself, like, you can apple overdose?
Because apple seeds have cyanide in them, and you eat, like, I think it's...
Oh, and you definitely eat an apple like a video game. Like a video game pet.
You throw it up, your jaw gets a little bit bigger, and it fucking...
No, I think LeBear eats it like this. He takes three big bites. He just goes, and the whole thing is gone.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, core.
Without a doubt. When he sees an apple, he turns into Pac-Man.
I saw a YouTube video.
You eat it like a... Oh, what the fuck is it? The Tamagotchi. Oh, yeah. Apple like a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, on my body. Oh, dude, I saw a video once on YouTube where the guy was like, he had an apple and he ate it like from the side like we normally do. He was like, you're wasting 3% of apple eating it that way. And then he ate it like from the top and it was like less apple. There was like, he ate most of the apple from eating it from the top.
From like with the stem and everything?
Yeah, but you don't taste the stem.
But you feel the stem.
No, you don't. No, if you take the, you can take the stem out.
Well, that's, yeah, you can.
But take he the stem ate out. That. He ate the butthole of the apple.
Yeah.
Wait, did he like throat goat it and eat around it?
No, you eat
throat goat. He knows why throat goat.
If you bite it at that angle, because like you know the hole, it's like there's like a there's kind of like a hexagon around the hole. You can bite through down. You bite that way, you get a sharper angle on the apple. So like. You get more meat off the core. So some of the core is actually still like apple, just like keeping it together. It's not really a core. It's just like that, just like this piece of the stem that's in there. So when you're eating it like this, you're eating more of the apple.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't picture what you're saying.
Now I just want to watch Tiana Trump eat an apple. I feel like she could fuck up an apple.
She's in jail right now, bro.
Again?
What'd she do?
I thought she was in tax jail.
No, I thought she got out.
Oh, damn. They freed her?
I think Tiana's home.
Damn. Let's go.
Can I ask a side question that the apples made me think of? Do you guys know what baked oatmeal is?
No. Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Is it like the overnight oatmeal where you like put milk in it?
I know. Is it this?
Isn't a cookie baked oatmeal? Like an oatmeal cookie is baked oatmeal?
No.
I don't know.
No. Okay. I guess more people don't know what baked oatmeal is.
Wait. You thought baked oatmeal was something common.
I thought people just knew what it was. You mix up all the oatmeal shit. You mix up all the oatmeal shit, and then you put it in a pan, and then you cook it like for 30 or 40 minutes
to get it hard again.
Yeah, and then you get like you get like nice crust, and it's all warm and great.
Is it still mushy?
No, it could be a little mushy, but no, it like bakes up almost like it's a muffin or something
like
that.
You made an oatmeal cake,
more or less. But yeah, it's like baked oatmeal. It's really good. Sorry, that wasn't like super.
No,
substantive,
it actually doesn't sound. But it also doesn't sound that good.
No, yeah, that's very good.
That's some white shit.
No, no, no. Well, maybe. But I more was responding to. It's very good. It's very good because I would do it where I'd put butter, brown sugar, and then I'd cook up the apples in that, and then you'd add like the fucking oatmeal, maybe like some peanut butter, or whatever if you wanted, like some cinnamon, sugar, all that shit. Oatmeal, milk, all that shit. You put it in the pan and then bake it in the oven for like 45 minutes.
And is that a breakfast?
Yeah, usually it's breakfast. We used to do it at my old job. So that's where I like found out Dude, they would tear it up. And it was mostly white people, so it is probably white shit. I never thought about it. I was just focused on the deliciousness. yeah, it's very good. And I, you know, I'm passionate about food. And every time I talk to
the
people.
The second I laid eyes on you.
And every time, sorry, I was a bad boy before the podcast. I had a little too much oatmeal before. I'm sorry, I'm a bit of an oatmeal boy.
That's so funny, just some fat dude, man, and what he had for dinner. Bad. Nasty.
I was doing that. Did I tell you I was doing that at CrossFit? Whenever they have me do fucking sit-ups, because I have like so much more gut, or I have the gut.
Yeah, yeah.
And like my fucking stomach hurts real hard. There was one time where I just start going, I was just like, ah!
You're losing a lot of your gut though, Andy.
Am I?
I don't like it.
I like it. Nah. I told LaMare I'm a bit of a shirt off guy at the gym now.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm having fun, dude.
Yeah, where's my degenerate fat friend at?
Andy did fold on the light Ronas pretty easy.
What you mean? Oh, because he's usually an extra? Yeah. Well, you want an extra and you want it light?
No, I just suggested light. And Andy would usually be like, yeah, but he's like, yeah.
No, not with Ronas. I'm also super flexible with beer. You could have said most of them in the cooler. I'd be like, that sounds like a good idea.
No, the funny thing Andy was saying in the car was he's a tattoo guy now. He's like trying to get hand tattoos because you can't be jacked about hand tattoos.
I'm gonna go down the arm and then maybe get the hand.
No, dude, start at the hand.
Who
are you?
I've been
through a midlife crisis.
No, dude, it's like I'm a hardcore guy. I listen to hardcore music, and the hardcore guys have hand tattoos.
Yo, I get getting your body together and going to the gym, but like I'm 32, you know what? I'm gonna get a full sleeve down to my hands. Yo,
next right. I'm gonna get a cool red convertible.
All right. Then I'm leave my lady for an 18-year-old.
Nice.
Yeah, that I'll be sorry, Steph.
George Soros.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, me and George are going to vibe out with our hand tattoos. I don't know if he has one. Either way, George, I'll chill with you. Nah.
World ends. There's no more comedy. You can't fucking get a job now because you got hand tattoos.
Oh, if comedy doesn't work out, it's just going to be warehouses or fucking...
If comedy doesn't work out for me, it's just going to be a gun in my mouth. I don't think I'm even joking. I think I'd fold. I don't think I'd make a big scene out of it. I would disappear for like a year. I'd be like, I quit comedy, blah, blah, blah. So I wouldn't want people to like, I'm not doing it for like pity.
Yeah.
It would just be for my own peace. Yeah. Like
you'd go meet the big Zordon in the sky, dude.
Oh, go meet the big Zordon in the sky.
You and the Blicky would go camping.
Yeah, I'd be like, come on, I gotta go take you to see these big windows gun.
End it there.